This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I want to talk about a piece that was authored by a good friend and someone that I really respect, an opinion piece, Indola.com, Ron Foshang. He conducted a poll, a survey of New Orleans voters sponsored by the City Services Coalition, which he describes as a diverse group of citizens who've come together to reform city government, and that it tells the tale, and the results of this poll are starkly clear, in his words. The poll was conducted from December 16th through December 21st of 2024, so the end of 2024, under Ron's direction, and was based on a representative citywide sample of 600 voters. All of that's important. The ingredients of that survey, obviously very legitimate, good size sample size, a sample size you typically see with these kinds of surveys. Let's start with the good news first. So the voters' view on how the city was managing the Super Bowl at that point in time, it can only go up because of the success that we had, was 72% expressed positive views about how the city was handling Super Bowl. And only 29% rated that negatively. Now remember, this was before the terrorist attack on January 1st, and obviously before the Super Bowl. But overall, a very, very favorable rating. We have said oftentimes that the real challenge here, and Michael Heck and I have talked about this a lot, is capturing this momentum moving forward, recognizing that the public is not real happy with the operations of the city. I had no idea just how disgruntled they truly were. This survey is shocking as to where New Orleans residents of all races, of all ethnicities, where they stand on the management of the city. Only 9% of those polled, 15% of black voters and 5% of white voters, rated management of the city positively. Only 9%. An overwhelming 88% rated it negatively, as Ron points out. And he says that this discontent, these numbers speak for themselves. I don't know that I've actually seen a survey grading city services as bad as this one. Two-thirds of the city electorate believes that the structure of city government needs major changes. 26% say minor changes are needed, and just 3% say no changes at all. Black voters, 70%, White voters, 65%, favor major change. This is emblematic of no one is happy. No one. When we talk about the form of governance that we have in the city, the mayor holding all the power, the council much less, the friction between the mayor and the council, who should prevail, who should have the authority, the structure of sewage and water board, pieces and parts of the overall system managed by public works, the rest by sewage and water board, the mayor again sitting as chairman of the sewage and water board, and whether or not those things need to change, and the appointments to the sewage and water board for the most part handled by the mayor. And the results of the survey bear this out. Ron points out the high levels of public dissatisfaction. 80% of voters, 81% of black voters, and 78% of white voters say the basic structure of the sewage and water board needs major changes. That reeks of dissatisfaction. That reeks of being disgruntled. 15% favor minor changes, and only 2% say no change is needed. This is emblematic of a belief of the constituents of the city of New Orleans that there is a total breakdown in the governance structure of this city. We have talked about this often, and many times I've said, both privately and publicly, that we succeed in spite of ourselves. This is an interesting time for the city. We have elections in the fall. 61% of New Orleans voters want the next mayor to focus on improving the delivery of basic services. 20% favor focusing on expanding social services. And 15% volunteer that the focus should be on both. 67% of whites and 57% of blacks prefer a focus on basic services. How many times have we talked on this show about prioritization? How important that is. We cannot be all things to all people. We need a leader of this city who's going to be willing to stand up and focus on basic services first, achieve some level of excellence there before that we can start focusing on other things. We hear all the time, well, we can walk and chew gum. No, we haven't been able to here in this city. Why? Because the problems are too deep. They're too broad. They're too diverse. It will consume the next leader to get these issues straight. Separate and apart from that, we are facing a cutback management culture in Washington now. As DOGE continues to have more and more successes and bring to the forefront issues that I don't think the voters in this country are willing to finance. It doesn't mean all of what they say is correct, but we do know there's a level of fraud and abuse and waste in government. They have it in every organization in this country, which is going to mean that more intense competition for grants, more intense competition for attention from the federal government, more intense competition to get anything from the federal government at all, and more accountability, which brings me to the point of something that I've said for a long time. You have to have the ability to receive the money. You got to be able to execute, and you're going to have the receipts and show the deliverables. And if you're not able to do so, at least for the next 4 years, you're not going to get much. It ain't going to happen. And it all goes to prioritization and execution. This is a defining moment for this city. With the elections coming up, we should take it more seriously than ever before about who we are going to grant the privilege of our vote. Plain and simple. Only 15% of city residents say that they're getting their money's worth in exchange for the tax dollars that they pay in New Orleans. 83% say they're not. And the majorities of all demographic groups agree on this matter. It's amazing how in this survey, more and more all folks from all walks of life, from all socioeconomic strata, are now of like mind as it relates to their thoughts about the effectiveness of the governance in this city. Only 10% of voters think local and state entities in the criminal justice field are doing a good job coordinating their efforts to reduce crime. Even worse, as Ron points out, 2%, only 2% think the city departments are doing a good job coordinating public works projects such as drainage, streets, and other infrastructure. Recall that this survey was done before the efforts and the committee that was put together by Michael Heck with the assistance of so many others, Joe Threat with the city. He is a city employee working in public works, where they have collaboratively come together and been able to scratch off a number of issues on a lengthy list of projects that they undertook with success. And hopefully we're able to continue that, because the public is not happy. As it relates to criminal justice, we're very fortunate again. There's a field of candidates that will be running for criminal sheriff. Sheriff Susan Hudson already has an announced candidate opposing her, Michelle Woodfork, former chief with the NOPD. We have an opportunity to make a choice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
One between calling folks in the jail inmates as opposed to residents. A softer approach or otherwise. It's an opportunity to look at what folks are actually saying. I'm looking forward to hearing what Michelle Woodfork has to bring forward. But this is a good thing for this city. Having that choice, as we have this defining moment where we're putting together month after month after month as it relates to reductions in crime in the city. We have to keep that momentum going. We have to get the throughput through the court system. That probably is, right now, the most effective way of fighting crime is throughput in the courthouse, requiring the cooperation of the criminal sheriff, the DA, and most importantly, judges who understand that management of their dockets are key to the selective incapacitation of the impact criminal that roams the streets of the city of New Orleans that are ruining the quality of life that we hope to achieve. One thing that's very consistent, as Ron points out in his opinion piece about this survey, is that the electorate feels the same way about almost everything that the city has their hands in. 90% or more of voters negatively rate city government's handling of drainage, water, homelessness, street repair, maintenance of sidewalks, removing blight and abandoned buildings, and stopping political corruption. You will recall, under the Landrieu administration in the aftermath of Katrina, we talked about blighted homes throughout the city of New Orleans. I think that the number then was somewhere between 30 and 34,000. I'm not sure that we've made a significant dent. The last time that I asked about this, I think we were down to about 28,000. I don't know where we are right now, but I doubt that we're below 20,000. Again, prioritization and execution, and how we're going to follow up on this. Because we see news story after news story after news story that presents itself: abandoned housing causing problems, fires being started, folks living next door to this, houses falling down, houses crumbling. And for whatever reason, we're not actually able to maintain a focus on dealing with this issue. We are in 2025, 20 years post-storm, and we're still dealing with this issue. This is an issue that should have been put to rest by now, because all it requires is attention to detail, perseverance, working hard every day. The problem's identified. We know what it is. The legal process is established. We just need to execute. Plain and simple. But again, we have the golden opportunity this year. We have an election. This survey conducted by Ron Fauché would be an incredible template to challenge those candidates to have a plan to address all of this. What are we going to do from a governance perspective? How is this going to work? What are going to be the measures that we can judge one by and their leadership by? I think the electorate in the city of New Orleans is smart enough to recognize that sometimes their expectations cannot be achieved in a year or 2 years or 3 years. It may take 4 to 5. What they want to see is a commitment, and what they want to see is deliverables along that path. I believe that folks are ready to walk that path with a true leader, a credible leader, someone that they can believe in, someone that they feel is a difference maker and is willing to run an open and transparent form of government on all fronts. I think that they're willing to exhibit patience. We didn't get here overnight. We're not going to get out of here overnight. I also believe that these numbers can change. They're very dynamic. And if we continue to stack win on win on win and showing the deliverables of some relatively easy things, right? I mean, if you drive around the outlying parishes to the city, how often do you see traffic lights out? I don't know about you, but I don't see it very often. For some reason, the lights and I guess the electricity, I'm not sure what it is, in the city works differently. Because we can't seem to get traffic lights to work. And historically, it's almost the same intersections all the time. We can't seem to pick up barricades and barriers when jobs are actually completed. We can't seem to get other building materials removed when the job's completed. But it's funny, when you drive around in other areas and other parishes, they seem to be able to do these little things. And when people drive to and from work, they're taking the same path and they see the same barrier that's been sitting there for 3 years post-completion, unless they're going to tell us that it's not completed and they're going to use it at some point in time. So maybe temporarily move it. I don't know. But these are the things that fuel the public's perception about the inefficiency and the incompetence of government. The little things. It's not hard. It's not hard. I said the same thing about the bollards, the barriers. It's execution. We started hearing excuses about, you know, beads and material would end up in the sleeve that they had to put the bollard in. That's maintenance. You should have expected that on day one. There's a void in the concrete. Things are going to fall into the void. Unless there's an adequate cover to the void to seal it off. This is not rocket science. And anytime there's a foreign material in the void, when you have tight tolerance levels of the sleeve versus what's going into the sleeve, it doesn't take an engineer to recognize that that's a problem. So what do? You set up a routine to clear the void. It's not hard. It's just that attention to detail and the willingness to do so. The willingness and taking pride in the work and understanding that that implementation of that apparatus leads to a safe and secure community. Would it have made a difference on January 1st? No one knows. No one will ever know. But no one's going to ding you for trying and executing on a plan. I just use that as an example of everything that is provided for by city government. It requires the attention to detail. This is not just busy work. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.